Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God save us. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God save us.
And welcome this morning to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Chai Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. We pray a lot that you will enjoy the show and take back you knowledge, information that you are desiring and searching to help you to improve and better your life to please Allah and to share with others also. Today's discussion is going to be who will choose right and get into a spiritual home with the law. Yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast. I'm Imam Shahid Shabazz, reality of the Creator. And as you see, we have a great discussion again this morning for you. Who will choose right and get into a spiritual home with the law? It's a good time to think about this before it's too late, because time is passing fast. People, when Allah created the human being, Allah put eternal life into the human heart. This raises the human being up above carnal or animal life, which is temporary and false life. In fact, when Allah created the heavens and the earth, He created them for a limited time. Also, Allah says they are not real, but only a false illusion that points to His unseen and eternal reality. So, people, Allah created all this only to test our faith and belief in His unseen world of reality. Yes. The unseen world of reality. That's the true world. Then Allah gave us a road map to follow that world, God. Excuse me, please. Then Allah gave us a road map to follow that would guide us and give us spiritual insight so that we could discern reality from the false appearance of reality. This roadmap is the book of divine revelation in the Holy Quran. The Quran teaches truth from falsehood and illusion from reality. So, people, this is the only way to come out of this false and evil way of thinking and free your mind and soul from evil and falsehood. Allah's truth hits falsehood in the brain and kills all lies and open up your spiritual vision. This is how we free ourselves from evil and wickedness. But, people, time is fleeting fast. So strive fast for the humans that will last, because life here is soon to pass. Have you thought about that? Something to think about, huh? That's heavy and strong. Heavy and strong. Take it seriously, not lightly. And again, I want to remind you that you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. And we thank you for joining the show. And now I will give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would like to greet everyone this morning in the greetings of peace from all the prophets and messengers, from the first prophet Adam down to the last of all the prophets, Muhammad. May special peace and mercy and grace be upon them for the sacrifice of their life to turn a world like we are living in today, a corrupt, evil, ungodly world, back to the righteous world that Allah, the Creator, created in the very beginning. And a lot of them gave their lives. I'm giving my life, 45 years now, to do the same, to follow in their footsteps. And this is the mission of of the Creator. The mission of the Creator is not in formalism. It's not in religious formalism, but it's in practical and helpful, sincere love for ourselves and our brothers and sisters and among humankind. So with that said, we'll open with the prayer that is a universal prayer for all people. But normally we regard this prayer as the prayer for all Muslim people who accept this Islamic way of life. And it's in the holy scripture that was revealed to the last prophet for all human beings who believe that there is a creator and that he's one and there is nothing he created like him. And even though you can't see him, know without a doubt he is omnipresent. He sees you and he's never absent at any time or place. So with that said, we'll open with this prayer and our continuation. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idina sirata mustaqin sirata ladin amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin. Amen. People, what we said in translated into English is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Ameen. What I want to say, I want to go over a statement the co-host said when she opened up the program. And this, see, one word can make a big difference, people. It's just like if you're traveling somewhere, and if you turn off, the best way to your destination is a straight path. If you turn off, to get to your destination going to be delayed. But this one word has great meaning, and the whole program is no use or no good without readdressing this statement. Now, the co-host said, who would choose right and gain their spiritual home with Allah? No, it's not that. This is coming out of the Holy Quran. It's Allah, the creator of all people. Say, who will choose right and regain their spiritual home with Allah? See, it's a difference in gain and regain. I'm gonna share with you why, if you bear patiently with me. You know, people, we as human beings, as flesh and blood human beings, we're animals, nothing but an animal. What makes us different from all other animals? This is what distinguishes a human being from just being an animal in the flesh. It's a soul. Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, he put a soul in the human being's heart when he created that baby in the mother's womb. And then when he blessed that mother to conceive, he pushed that baby out of her womb. After he developed that baby in her womb, he then inspired some of his divine, spiritual, eternal life into that baby, and that baby become a living soul. So at birth, all human beings are living souls. And it's only until we are raised up and whatever environment we're raised up in that we are taught, a teaching that, you know, goes against our very nature. Now, what am I mean when I say this? Allah say also when he put his spirit into that baby, he also was putting the nature of his goodness into that baby also. So every human being by their very nature is good. So the evil that you see happening in the world with most people, that evil comes from themselves. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say, all good come from the creator. And you hear in the English language, people say, God is good all the time. And that's a fact. And in Islam, we say, Allah say, the creator say, he is all good, all knowing, all wise, all powerful. So any of these virtues you seek, you must seek them from the creator, Allah. Because none of his creation have the power. But most people today in religion, beginning with them, they supposed to be the ones to change this world back to a morally good world, where people will, take enjoyment out of doing good to themselves and each other rather than take enjoyment out of killing each other. The creator said he created us in the Quran, Allah, as nations and tribes, that we might get to know one another, and not that we might hate and despise, kill one another. No, that's not the way of the creator. The creator is love. The creator of the heavens and earth, Allah, is life. So we are struggling, those of us that are sincere in faith, we are struggling and striving every day in this world that the creator says is a world of evil. He say the root of all evil, Allah say the root of all evil is the love of this world, this material world. So that's why he say, who will choose right and regain their spiritual home with Allah? And now the Christians, they said in this way, which I can accept this too. They said, as people, adult people, we need a spiritual rebirth, a rebirth. They say rebirth. But they don't say spiritual rebirth. They say rebirth. But they mean spiritual rebirth because nobody can go back up in their mother's womb and be reborn all over again. They're not talking about that. That's impossible. The creator ain't have made that impossible. No, no, no. We need a spiritual rebirth to understand our purpose that we're put down here on earth. And it's not what you see today. It's not to kill each other. It's not to hate each other. It's not to slander each other. It's not to backbite each other. It's not to, if I smile at you and say, how you doing, my brother, my sister, you look at me like you want to kill me for just showing you love. This is the type of world we're living in today. The majority of people have this mentality, and they have this spirit of meanness, and that comes from their own self. They try to blame the devil or evil. No, the evil that's making them like that is their own evil. That's why in my conclusion at this time, Prophet Muhammad, special prayers and peace be upon him above all the prophets and messengers and all human beings and angels too, Allah said. He said, religion also is sincerity. So that's where I'm going to stop at. Say, people, if you say you're in any religion, if that don't, your actions don't show the divine qualities of the Creator, which is justice, goodness, love, righteousness, respect, good morality, then people, you are just self-deceived. If you think you can believe in the Creator and confuse your wrongdoing with your faith in the Creator say, then you have no protection from evil from him. And he's the only protector from evil, people. If he don't protect us from our own evil and the evil of Satan in this world and his followers, the jinns, we can't see evil spirits and evil spirits in the human body, human beings acting out that evil that's inside of them, we will have no protection and evil will destroy us all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I want to thank you, Imam Shabazz. You're so right. I didn't realize that the word was regain, and therefore we all make mistakes. I pray your love that you forgive me and that you forgive me. Yes, because the word, people, how it's written and how it's spelled can make a big difference. If you add a prefix, a suffix to a main word, it changes that meaning altogether to mean something very different. And so, therefore, that's very important, and I really thank him. I appreciate him for bringing that to my attention. And I want to let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And thank you for joining us. And I see here we have several people on the line here today. And I think the brother has really been given so much information in such a short time, but so profound that Inshallah, we'll have some comments on that. And the first one that I saw here today with us was the 404-247-4713, which we know was our beautiful Imam from Georgia, Imam Abdul Karim. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Good to be here today, brother and sister.
And yes, good listeners. To have you with us. Assalamu alaikum.
I'd like to start off with saying that, inshallah, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Allah will protect me from the shaitan. And what I say is true and right and approved by him. Allah says, concerning signs and miracles, losers indeed are those who consider it a lie that they will ever have a meeting with Allah. When the hour overtakes them unawares, they will exclaim, "Alas, how negligent we have been of this matter." And they will be carrying the burdens of their sins on their backs. Behold, how heavy is the burden they are carrying? This worldly life is but sport and play. In fact, home in the hereafter is better for those who desire to be safe from harm. Will you not then use your common sense? This is from chapter 6. This does not mean that the life of this world is not real and serious and has only been created for sport and play without any serious purpose. What it means is that compared to the everlasting life in the hereafter, the short transitory life of this world is like sport and play, which are diversions from the serious work to which one has to return after playing. This worldly life has been likened to sport and play because there are many things that are deceptive and liable to cause misunderstandings in people who lack common sense and vision, causing them to assume false positions so as to make the life of this world appear to be merely a life of sport and play. Allah then says, "O Muhammad, we know that what they say grieves you, but it is not you whom they charge with falsehood. These wicked people are in fact denying the revelations of Allah. Many messengers before you have also been treated as imposters, but they bore with fortitude the charge of imposter and the persecution by the disbelievers until our help came down to them. None has the power to change the law of Allah, and you have already received the news of what happened to the messengers before you. However, if you find it hard to bear their opposition, then seek out, if you can, an opening into the earth, or set up a ladder to the sky so that you may bring them a sign. Had Allah willed, he would have gathered them all unguided. So do not behave like the ignorant people. Only those who listen to it accept the message. As for the dead, Allah will raise them from the grave, and they shall be brought back to be produced in his court. The fact is that all the people of his tribe regarded the Holy Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, to be truthful and honest. Up to that time, he had not begun to recite the revelations of Allah to them. They falsified him only when he began to deliver to them the message of Allah. Even then, there was none who dared charge Muhammad, the man, with falsehood. Nay, even his bitterest enemies never accused him of having ever told a lie concerning any worldly matter. It was Muhammad, the prophet, whom they charged with falsehood. So much so that even Abu Jahl, who was the bitterest of all his enemies, never accused him of falsehood. I'm going to stop there because I don't want to hog up all the time. But inshallah, I have more, and I'll come back later. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Shabazz, and we thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. We're always so glad to have this brother with us. And he brings so much wisdom to us. He's a well-learned brother, traveled many years and many places, and been a hajj, and is so well-learned in Islam and his deen. And he's always kind of from Quran. And we want to really thank Allah for blessing us to have this brother support us on this show and bring this knowledge and wisdom that he has and shares with us, with you, our radio listening audience. And we pray that you are enjoying it and receiving it likewise. We do have another guest speaker here. That's one of the police. Here we are. We do have a guest. Hold on one moment. Let me see. Yeah. There was a brother, I guess he left. He usually comes on. But I'm going to see if we have another brother here. If he's been here, he's been on for a little while now. Let's see if he has anything at this time to say. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry. How are you?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sister.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Holloway.
Yes, good morning. I just came on, and I was a bit busy, but I just want to give my greetings right now and continue to listen in. But certainly I'm getting, a good spiritual upliftment, acquired knowledge and understanding. So I'll just continue to listen in and gather some more this great understanding here that we are receiving from the Quran and the Imams here. So I'll give a few minutes and listen in a bit more, and inshallah, I can come back in and have a few words to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Holloway, Larry. And we appreciate you always, your support.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. So, yes, we did have someone else, but like I said, I think they left, or I don't see, they might have had to leave for a minute here. I don't see the number on here. I plan to call. The brother who generally comes on, too, other brothers, I believe it's a brother from Winston Salem. It's a 336 number. We are always glad to have you. I want to let you know that you are listening to the Sun broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And our discussion today is, who will choose right and regain their spiritual home with the law? Okay, I said it right this time, brother, didn't I? All right, yes, and regain. And that's a word to think about. What do we mean by regain? I know Imam Shahid Shabazz can come strong on that and explain it to us. But I see this, my understanding is that we were all with a lot before we even came on the earth, before he allowed us to come on earth. We're in paradise with him. Is that right, Emmanuel Yijibala?
That's correct.
All right. I was hoping I had somebody understanding that. Yes, that was me trying to, we are trying not to return back home, but we must take with him. But we must pass a test first, you see. And that test will be who is best in conduct here on earth. Huh? And that's what we're trying to do now, people. We don't want to get. And the real test is aborting, being distracted by this illusionary world here and all this false illusion in it that seems to be so glamorous of you that comes to us. And I think when I think of that too, I'm thinking about what I read today when I was reading Facebook and sending out messages, inviting the people to our show. There was this 15-year-old, and we never had this in our race, as I could remember when I came along, but it's happening now. Young children, 15-year-old girls, we've had been younger than that, but she committed suicide. And the reason why she committed, she said, she told her parents about how much she loved them. They're the best parents. She couldn't ask for any better parent than them. She said, you give me everything. Anything I want, I have. I don't need for nothing. She said, but I am lonely. I'm very lonely. I have nobody I can talk to. All I do is come home, and all I can do is listen to it. She said, I'm alone in the world. She said, I feel like I'm not being loved. I'm not getting any love from you, from either of you, my mother or my father. And she said, my little brother seems to kind of see and understand. She said, I thought y'all would notice in my actions by now, you know, and understand. She said, but I never communicate with you. We're all alone, we go out separate ways. And she said, I want someone to talk to show they love me. She said, you give me everything, but that's not what I need. And she says, and my little brother, she seems to understand. She said, but I'm sorry, I apologize, I don't want to do this. She said, and she told her mother, she said, your brother came here, and he stayed for 3 years, and he became my companion. She said, and I'm missing him so, because he was the one who shared his time with me and showed me some love. She said, in those 3 years, and she said, then he has to go to Canada. And that really hurt me. He said, I felt the loneliness. I couldn't believe it. It really hurt. And she said, now I have nobody again. So I at this time, I'm writing a note to let you know that I don't want to hurt you, but I know it's going to hurt. Please forgive me. She prayed God forgives her, but she cannot live any longer like this without being loved. And she took her life. That's 13 years old, people. That should tell us something. I should tell us a lot. Evidently, these people did not have a spiritual life. They didn't have a life that they created at all. And unfortunately, she was probably one of the children, many of them that I see, going to the mall for the Sunday, going shopping or going to the theater or going to some social activity, bowling or doing something, anything on their days off, but going to study and learn about their life that they're creating, who he is, and what their purpose is in life. And it shows now because we, as African Americans, we didn't have children at one time who would commit suicide. But this is about the third or fourth one that I've read now. The others were actually younger, and they were being bullied because their parents wanted them to go to these schools that were so called the better schools, all white, mainly Caucasian children, and the children were teasing them, picking on, saying all kinds of ugly names with them. And they couldn't take it any longer. They couldn't explain to them. Mama said she did. The parents said she was going to do something when nothing ever happened. So they couldn't take that teasing and bullying that they were seeing from the students and ended up committing suicide. Our children. So you see how serious it is and how sad times are that we're living in. And now I don't want to hold you any longer because I know we have some wonderful comments and messages that they can give me and share that our man has to share with us about this. And now I'll give you again Imam Saeed Shabazz.
Yes, thank you, sister. And, you know, that's very critical. You know, most people, and this is all the people and all the whole human race, but we're going to deal with the United States of America because this is where we was born and raised, and this is where our mission is at this time. So we won't deal around the world. Let's deal at home. Charity starts at home and spread abroad. We're losing our children to evil simply because most adults in religion, Allah say they don't take faith. They don't take, religion seriously, the spiritual aspect of religion seriously. Most people go to church. If the Christians go to the masjid, if they're Muslim, these are places where they go to worship. Jews go to the synagogue. Those are the three major religions. That's why I named them. Then they leave these places, and they come back out in the world, the majority of them, and you don't even you can't even tell that they even have any knowledge of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, because they come back out and they have this attitude of superiority, like they're better than the other people. And in order for people to get to heaven or get to become right, they got to come to them. You see, Allah says that most people transgress all the boundaries of his moral laws established in this creation down here and in the heavens, simply because most people, he say, look at themselves as being self-sufficient. So the adults are too busy trying to get self-glory, trying to get attention themselves, that they forget about the children. And this is why Allah, the Most High, the Creator of the heavens and earth, say that all evil come from ourselves. So if I want to read from the Holy Quran, so that you will understand exactly what I'm saying right here. And this is what's done happened. This is Surah 2, chapter 2 in the Holy Quran called Al-Baqarah. Allah says, then do ye remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and reject not faith in me. So what is it? This is what's done happened. Me and Brother Larry talk so much. Oftentimes, we've been talking this way for over 40-some years. And we here lately, we've been talking about how most people are so ungrateful just for the things that their Creator give them. The greatest thing that the Creator has given the human being is that he's given them an opportunity to enjoy his love on this earth. He's given them an opportunity to enjoy his goodness. He's given them the opportunity to, live a good life in this world, not just wait until they die and think that they got to wait to live a good life. No, Allah created the world. Allah said in the beginning, and he said he created the world all good. He created the world all just. And Allah said one time in the world, in the beginning, all people looked upon themselves as one human race. And all people looked upon the human race as one human family. And all people would take care of it. It takes a nation or a world to raise one child. They would look out for each other. So we don't have a world like this today. And Allah said later on, then people start going astray because they start getting in the self. You know, they forgot about the unity of a family, the unity of their Creator, and they begin to get into self-interest. And that's where they are today. Most people are into self-interest, so the children are left to evil. And they have no protection from evil. I had a nephew in Baltimore. He came down to Durham, North Carolina, when I was there some years back. And he told me, he said, I want to be a Muslim. I want to be in this faith because I see this faith, and you, my uncle, my cousin, you've been in this faith for a long time, and I like the way you live more than I do other religious people, or Christians, or anybody else. I just like the way you live. And he said, I want to live that way. He said, when I'm at home, even though I got a mother, brothers and sisters and family, big family, I don't get no love. I don't feel no love. And when I go to them and try to get answers, they're Christians, they don't give me no answers, and they cut me short, and they act like I ain't supposed to be asking them certain questions. He said, but you don't treat me like that. He said, I wish I could stay down here and be with you and live with you, and you teach me this way of Islam, because I see how it's changed your life. And when he went back home about a month later, I got a telephone call saying he had committed suicide. He had put a gun to his head and blowed his brains out. And it hurt me so much, simply because, you know, I say now, like the sister was saying, you can give your children all the money, you can give them all the material things you want, but there's no substitute for the love of the Creator for us as an individual and us as a human race. You see, so, you know, I want to go on a little more in the Quran and then I'll pause. Allah says in Ayat 153 in Surah 2 or Chapter 2 in the Holy Quran, he says, O ye who believe, seek Allah's help with patience, perseverance, and prayer, for Allah is with those who patiently persevere. So Allah is letting you know here that in order to turn this tide around of evil that's killing our children, because the children are the future, the evil knows this. So evil is on its job, but those that say they are righteous and believe in the Creator, most of them, they are liars. They are letting the future be destroyed, and they don't realize that in letting the evil destroy the children, they're also, their spiritual future is being destroyed also, because we are charged to guide those children and teach them the right way, and not only teach them the right way, but like Allah say, you can't teach your children. Allah say, do you read the Quran and do you claim faith in me and righteousness, and you forget to practice this faith and righteousness? And you read my book, the Quran, do you not understand that you are still ignorant? And then Allah goes on to say, for those who think that faith is supposed to be just a walk in the park, Allah said, be sure, Allah shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss of goods, material things, or some of the lives of the people you love, and the fruits of your toil, meaning you're going to work a long time, and then you ain't going to see no really outward or material results. But Allah said, give glad news to those who patiently persevere under all of these afflictions of calamity. Allah say, they say, to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. So, you know, people, I just want to encourage you to take faith more seriously. You see, faith in Allah, Allah say here, if you bear with me patiently, inshallah, we want to share this with you. Allah say faith is not just merely words. Allah say faith is accepting his will, which is all good, and striving in his cause, which is all good. So, you see, the children, they need love. You know, and, you know, I'm have been blessed, inspired to become a spiritual messenger in music now. And one of the main things I'm looking at right here, and one of the songs is the key, the key to is love to stop this evil in this world, in ourselves, and from over destroying our children, and the human race. The key is love, and the next key is love, and the next key is love. But this love must be real love, and real love is not you know, love that discriminates. Real love is not love that, you know, is selfish. Real love is unselfish. Real love don't think only about you. Real love inspires you to think about your whole human family, just like they're trying to impeach the president right now, because they realize in the Senate, the Congress, they realize up there in the government that this man, he's gone beyond the boundaries of evil. We knew that he was do evil, but he if we let him stay in there, he represents the devil himself. He's trying to destroy the whole country. So, you know, this whole country we're living in particular America, is a country where evil is acceptable in religion, in Islam, Christianity, Judaism. Oh, yes, it's acceptable. And you don't have many people in any religion in this country, America, standing up saying enough is enough, that you cannot, nation, divided, we stand, I mean, you know, we stand divided, evil can defeat us. But if we unite in truth, if we unite in justice, the truth and justice of our Creator, realizing that we are all one human family, and our Creator created us to love one another and not to hate and destroy one another, and that all justice and all peace come from the Creator, and without His love and His peace in our life, we can't live. That's why those children kept themselves. We can't live without the peace and love of our Creator. His peace and His love gives us what? Spiritual life. So love is more important than money. So the Creator has inspired me to make some powerful messages in song. And I'm not even thinking about any money. If the Creator blesses to go through, you all will be hearing from me, like the OJs, a message in the music. But I'm not concerned about $1, making $1. I'm concerned about the message reaching especially the children, like the sister just said, and giving them hope, letting them know they have somebody out here who loves them. This is why I take up a lot of time with the children and the youth, because they don't have parents that's truly taqwa, God conscious, Muslim, Christians, whatever they want to call themselves. Most of them are into their own self interest, and they have forgot that you can't raise children with money, giving them a whole lot of money, letting them the only way you can raise children is the same way we was raised, those of us like myself. I was raised with love. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had a lot of love. So when I done wrong and I went into evil, I had a foundation of love to look back upon and say, whoa, 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 whoa. I seen other people being destroyed and evil, and I said, whoa, I'm no different. I got to change my life. I got to turn my life back around to the love of Almighty God. I'm going to set myself going to destroy me, just like those people self are destroying them. So that's the only hope we have to save ourselves and our children, is to return back to the pure, unadulterated love of our Creator. And when I say unadulterated, you can't love the Creator and live a life of lies and wickedness. You have to live a life of purity, truthful, honesty, and righteousness for all mankind. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Y'all listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we have a beautiful discussion that's going strong here today. So we have some guests on here, and I know they have something to say now. I see the guests that I was looking for. I saw them at some point. I don't know if they're taking them off and putting them back on or what. But I did see that number again on here, and now I don't. It might be that he's being cut off. Sometimes they can do it from the studio. Yes, I don't see it again now. And I want to let those of you who just joined us, I see someone who seems to have just joined us, know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is, who will choose right and gain their spiritual home with the law?
Regain, sister.
I've written the wrong on here, and I'm looking at the word, and I should be regained, but I can't correct it right now. I have to correct it once we're off the air. My apologies again. It's regain. It makes a big difference, as he has explained, as I do understand. So we will have again, we'll hear from now our imam in Georgia. Assalamu alaikum. How are you today again?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah. It's fine, brother. All right.
Like
we're ready for some more of the wisdom from you now.
Good. I'd like to continue where I left off. According to a tradition, Abu Jahl declared during a conversation with the Holy Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, "We do not call you a liar, but regard as false what you are presenting." On the occasion of the Battle of Badr, Abu Jahl was asked in private, "There is no third person here besides us two. Tell me the truth. Do you regard Muhammad as a truthful man or as a liar?" He answered, "By Allah, Muhammad is a truthful person and has never told a lie in his life." And I believe that Abu Jahl was the brother of Abu Muttalib, who raised the Prophet. So he was his uncle. For this very reason, Allah is comforting his Prophet, saying, "It is not you whom they are rejecting as an imposter, but it is our message which they are rejecting. When we are patient through everything and giving them respite after respite, why should you show any kind of anxiety?" Wherever the Holy Prophet felt that his people did not accept the message, in spite of his preaching, he cherished the desire that Allah might send such a clear sign that they should have no alternative left but to accept his message. In this verse, Allah has admonished his messenger against cherishing any such desire by saying, "Do not show impatience at their stubbornness, but go on performing your mission persistently in the way and order you are doing it. If this mission had to be performed by means of miracles, do we not ourselves have done so? We know that method is not suitable for bringing about the intellectual and moral revolution and establishment of that righteous society for which you have been appointed a messenger. If, however, you could not endure the heartburn caused by their indifference and rejection, and if you imagine that a sign that might appeal to them is required to break this state of their mind, then you should yourself try to bring about such a sign. You may, if you can, go deep down into the bowels of the earth or ascend up to the heavens for this purpose. But you should not expect from us that we would fulfill this desire of yours, for there is no room for it in our scheme." Excuse me. "This is to impress that it is not the purpose of Allah that all human beings should be forced to accept the guidance somehow or other. Had it been so, Allah would have created them in such a way that they would have been righteous by birth like angels. Then there would have been no need for sending the prophets and books and making the believers enter into conflict with the disbelievers for the gradual establishment of the way of Allah. Allah does not desire this. On the contrary, he intends that the truth should be presented to the people in a rational way, so that those who are convinced of it may adopt it without any coercion, and then mold their characters in accordance with it to prove their moral superiority over the disbelievers. In this way, they would go on attracting the best among the people towards it, till they succeeded in establishing the straight way by virtue of their high ideals, best principles of life, pure characters, strong argument, and with strong will, persistent struggle with the disbelievers. Then Allah assures them of the guidance and help they need and deserve at any stage. However, if one wishes that, instead of this natural process, Allah should adopt some supernatural method and eradicate false ideas from the minds of the people and bring in pure ones instead and establish the righteous civilization in place of the evil ones, he should know that Allah will not do this, for this will be against the wisdom of the scheme of his creation of man. He has created man as a responsible being, granted him powers to exploit the things of the world, and given him the freedom of action, both good and evil, and granted him a definite term for the preparation of the test, and fixed the time for the declaration of the result of the test to punish or reward him according to his efforts. This is serious, people. We have to make these changes in ourselves, or else we're going to suffer the same fate. I saw a new video the other day about a lost civilization that was lost since 45,000 years under the sea. It was 700 meters beneath the sea, which is really very deep. But these are people who must have had high-functioning civilization, but they have a history of living an evil life. All the people were punished. They just vanished one day. And we are on the same cusp, because this is the last messenger that we're going to receive. This is the last book and the last wisdom and guidance we're going to get from Allah as a people. And so we better make sure that we take full advantage of the respite that Allah has given us and get ourselves in order to love Allah. Loving Allah means to obey Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You're absolutely right.
Yes. I want to remind you again, you're listening to from the broadcast of Ijabah. And out there in our radio listening audience, if there is anyone who would like to give a comment or ask a question, I have something that they would just love to say, please hit the number one button. The number one on your phone. Hit that. Your number will show up in our studio. We'd love to have you join us today. And now I'm going to give Brother Larry will see if he at this time has the word that he would like to say. Brother Larry.
Yes, again, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I like to speak in terms of some of the things that's been said this morning. And starting with the story that you shared with the sister Isla. Yes, I was watching a documentary on, last week. In reference to a great football player that had won a Heisman Trophy in college, and he went on to play with the Chicago Bears. And, of course, I think he got hurt. But now, he was a Muslim brother with a Muslim name. I can't recall the name. But raised as a Muslim brother, again, given a Muslim name by his parents or mother. And of course they showed his mother in the documentary. She was Muslim, dressed accordingly. But this brother was very successful in his work, which was sports, very talented. And he took his life around it. I believe they say around 40, somewhere around there. So it goes back to show, as you discuss here on the program this morning about, you know, what we are faced with, the demons that we are faced with in world and society. But I like to speak on grace and faith. You know, everything in the world has weight. You know, even our words carry weight. And but I think what we have to do, and I speak from experience, is that because, you know, even in verses of Allah in the Quran, you know, the most gracious, the most merciful. So we have to, you know, I've heard that, you know, God, when we were born, God, you know, planted in us, in our hearts and in us, faith the size of a mustard seed. And, you know, like anything that we plant in the earth, you know, we have to cultivate it in order for it to grow. You just don't put a seed in the ground and pretty much turn your back. Not that a lot of work won't fail, but, you know, as in human beings and in life here, we have to cultivate our plant so that it will grow and produce what we're expecting that it produce. You know, you plant a seed in the garden and you don't go back and check it, yeah, your beans may come up, but the grass may outgrow your beans, so you can't find your beans. And so so we have to cultivate our faith. And again, I speak from experience, and what I see and what I like to encourage is that, you know, no matter how bad it is or how bad it's been, we have to be graceful for what we have, for what we got, for what we're going through. Not that we gotta love where we at, not that we gotta enjoy the things that's going on in this world, not that we gotta accept it, but we have to be graceful because it can always be worse. I mean, I recall one time that I think we was having beans, and my mom, you know, and I came home one day from school, and I said, oh, I'm tired of beans. She says, well, you either eat them or you don't eat them. I mean, you ain't brought nothing here. And so it wasn't that she was being mean towards me, but, you know, sometimes, you know, especially, you know, when we are younger and we don't understand how these things come about, you know, just like Christmas is here. Some kids may get a Christmas gift and still be mad because they haven't gotten what they wanted, you know. Some adults may get a gift from somebody and be mad. Oh, I don't want no socks, you know. But accept the socks. I was taught in back, you know, sometimes you have to accept things and just be graceful for them. If I don't want the socks, don't say or throw them back to the person and say, well, I don't want no socks, you know. Take the socks and give them to someone else. And you know, so we have to cultivate, you know, cultivate faith and be graceful for what we have. You know, there again, last week I think I mentioned about, you know, in some of the readings that I read about all the prophets, you know, they suffered and they went through turmoil and you know, people rejected them. You know, we can't follow Allah. You know, only thing we can do is follow the path in which Allah has put and put before us through his prophets. So some of us want to think that, you know, some people and some, you know, they want to think that, nah, I don't follow, I'm following God. I want, you know, you can't, you don't know God. You can't see God. So let's stop rejecting these people and the message that Allah is bringing before us. Be grateful that that we have, you know, that we don't have what we want. Because if we had what we want, then we would show up be self destructive. You know, I know if I'd had everything I wanted in life coming up, I'd know I'd have been doomed. So, and I, there again, I just speak from experience. So,
I pray and I you know, I try to, you know, teach and speak that we be graceful and we be graceful for what we got and have faith in Allah. Then Allah will see us through. Allah will if they say what? If you be thankful for what you have, He'll give you more. So I pray that we come back to the attributes and understanding and the path that Allah has provided for us and shown us the way. And I appreciate the teachings that are coming from the imams here and all. I give my greetings. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. We thank you very much, Brother Larry, and that was very beautiful because Allah, the Most High Creator, said in the Holy Quran, those who are grateful to Him, if your gratitude is a gain for your own soul. And He said those who are ungrateful to Him, their ingratitude, ungratefulness is a loss for their own souls. So that's how important gratitude is. And it was a song come out years ago. This will be brief, but I'm not rushing until the show's over. A man came out with a song, and the name of the song was Just Be Grateful for What You Got. And he was talking about some of the things that you may not have, but he said, look at the things you do have and be grateful for those things. So we come up, me and Brother Larry and those in our sixes and above, in a time when our people, African Americans, were really teaching us Islam. It wasn't really called Christianity just because we're in a Christian country. That was coming from within their hearts and soul, which Allah had already put His righteousness in us when they brought us over here as slaves to so-called white people over 400 years ago. Most of the slaves, 70% of them were Muslims, and they had what's called by Sir Lincoln, a professor at Duke University, may his soul rest in peace. He said what he believed that the African-American people have is an Islamic memory. So the Islamic way of life, it stopped all of this evil. It brought us back into our senses where we realized that we was created with the love of our Creator for Him first and for ourselves and for one another as a human race. And I want to read from the Quran to speak to this beautiful message that we're trying to get to you today. It's in Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 163. This is Allah speaking, and Allah say, and your Allah, your God is one God. There is no God but Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Behold, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternation or rotation of the night and the day, in the sailing of the ships through the ocean for the profit of human mankind, in the rain which Allah sends down from the sky, and the life which Allah gives therewith to an earth that is dead, in the beasts of all kinds that Allah scatters through the earth, in the change of the winds and the clouds which they trail like their slaves between the sky and the earth. Here indeed are signs for a people that are wise. Yet there are people who take for worship others besides Allah as equal with Allah. They love them as they should love Allah only. But those of true faith in Allah, their love is overflowing for Allah. If only the unrighteous people could see, behold, they would know that the punishment that Allah will bring to them is coming from Allah, and that to Allah belongs all power. They have no power. And Allah will strongly enforce the punishment on them for the rejection of faith in Allah. And we see the punishment of Allah now is coming to a conclusion. And when you got children committing suicide, you know we are at the end. Evil is on its way out because it's trying to take the future of mankind out by taking the children out. So the key to save the children, our children, our futures, see, the children represent not only our material, physical future here on earth. The children represents our spiritual future in the hereafter. A lot of people say, my child. And I often mention to people, did you create that child in the mother's womb? A man can't create no child. A woman can't create no child. Only the Creator can create all life, whether it be animal life, human life. All creation is created by the Creator. So, therefore, He, like the sister said in the beginning, when He created us as human beings, He gave us a roadmap to guide us so we'll know how to live our life. And that roadmap is His revelations that the brother Larry was saying He revealed in to all His prophets and messengers. And the last roadmap He gave to us, the Imam in Atlanta said, is the Holy Quran. So if we don't follow the roadmap, we can't get back to home to our destination, which is back home with Allah. And Allah, as the title of the show begin, say who will choose His righteousness, in other words, and regain their spiritual home with Allah. Allah say this world that we're living in is a world that is temporary. He said this world and our life here won't last. He said, in fact, this world and our life here is very short. So Allah say, now while you still have a little time, He says the time for work, as Brother Larry was saying, work and spiritual profit. See, most people, Muslim, Christian, whatever they call themselves, you can see it with all the evil killing our children and taking of us. Most people are not working for spiritual good. They strive for material things like the President Donald Trump for what? Evil ends, to destroy themselves and to destroy the rest of the human family. Why? Because they are not taqwa. They are not God conscious. Mr. Donald Trump is not God conscious. He's Donald Trump conscious. He's conscious only of himself. He's selfish. And when we are selfish, we're self-destructive, and we not only are self-destructive, but we're destructive of others. We want to destroy others too. That's the nature of evil, not just to kill or destroy one human being, but to destroy the whole human race. So we have to stop this ourselves, as the prophets and messengers gave their lives to do it. You can't do it by talking. You got to go out here in the public, and you got to take a stand for truth and justice. And you got to speak out against the government. If the government is wrong, you can't fear the government. You're supposed to fear Allah. The Muslims in this country, Christian and other religious people, they fear the government, and they don't fear the Creator that they claim to believe in. Because if they did, our children wouldn't be killing themselves and committing suicide, because we would be teaching them the true love of the true Creator, not no man that you can see, not no image, but the spiritual Creator that we can't see, but He's right there in front of us. We can't see Him, but He's looking right at us. And He say the only way you have true worship and true faith in Him is to worship Him as though you looking at Him look at you in everything you do. And you worship Him like you can see Him looking at you. And though you know you don't see Him, know without a doubt He see you. And I was reading in the Quran in my conclusion, the Creator say no one on the day of judgment will get any help from anybody else. Everybody, the only help that every soul will get will come from inside their body. It won't come from the outside. So material things won't do you no good on the day of judgment. All the people, your friends you thought you had, your family, they won't be able to do you no good or help you on the day of judgment. Everybody will stand alone to answer for how they live their short time in this short, unreal, temporary material world. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, that's my friend. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful, beautiful discussion, and it's going strong. So if there's anyone who is listening in our radio listening audience and you would like to join us and give a comment, ask questions, push the number one button on your phone. Your number should show up in the studio, and we would love to hear from you. And we'd love to answer whatever questions you might have. Yes, this is deep today. It's deep and serious to think about, because we learn from this that most people are worshiping self, and materialism. And they're more concerned about their position in life, and who they represent, and how people see them, and the company they want to be among. So that a lot of the parents are pressuring and pushing the children to do and be who they want to be, what they want them to do, and be who they want them to be for their self-recognition. And the children can't take this stress and pressure any longer. Some of them start them off as children, preparing for them, because they know they have a little talent here, a little talent there. Oh, you're going to be so-and-so. So what are you going to do? We're going to work with you as this. And when you grow up, you're going to do this. And this throughout their life. They're struggling to please their parents and their idea of who and what they should be in life and do in life. And as a result, they don't get to know themselves. They don't want to be this. They don't know how to tell their parents and all. And they like getting the guidance, the love, and the respect they're getting me from their parents, no spiritual guidance. And so as a result, unfortunately, seem to end up not knowing what to do, and they destroy themselves. They don't see the purpose in life, and they can identify with what they want to do and who they want to be. Very sad, like I said at one time, in our race, because of our spiritual way of life, because we were once a very spiritual people, and we were like the village. We supported and encouraged one another, watched out for each other's children. And what you never heard of this, such a suicide being committed. But now, in regards to what so-called religion or what you are today, we have it because most people are what we call fronting. They're pretenders. They're pretending to be something. And they're not. They're there for a show and to be seen. And so the truth is coming out, unfortunately, through their children. A lot of them have to pay the price of the wrong that the people are doing in life, that they're doing. Trying to make them to be who something they don't want to be, and they know they're not, and do what they don't want to do in life. And so as a result, they can't take the pressure anymore. And people, this is why we must learn to choose the right way. And that way is only through our Creator, the Almighty God, Allah. We must choose the right way. And we must strive to please our Creator, because He put us here only for a small purpose and a reason that we are here. And we should be searching to find that out. And with all the talents and skills that we have, we want to develop and use them for His pleasure, to please Him for the purpose we feel that He has us to be, to use them for, that He's given them to us for, and not through some parents and pleasing society and pleasing man. No, these things will only bring you disappointment and hurt in the end. Now, let's see if we have we will go with our man from Georgia again here with a few minutes. We have about 17 minutes left. So, I tell the lady, Imam from
Georgia. You know, there's a tradition from the Holy Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, that says that if we know that tomorrow is Yom Kiyamah, the day of judgment, we should plant a tree today. So we should never give up hope and never stop progressing to please Allah. What we've been talking about today is signs. And the sign, word sign, means a tangible miracle. Allah says that the reason why He is not showing a sign, it's not that He is unable to do so, but for another reason, whose wisdom they do not understand. That is, if you are really serious in your demand of seeing a sign in order to judge whether the message of this prophet is true or false, you should see and ponder over the innumerable signs that are found in abundance all around you. For instance, if you consider animal life, you will see that the structure of the bodies of each species of birds and beasts suits its function exceptionally well. the qualities and characteristics that have been ingrained in its nature help to fulfill all its needs. The provision of its nourishment has been arranged in a wonderful way. The course of its life has been so predetermined that it cannot violate its limits in any way whatever. Allah also sees that each and every animal, nay, even the smallest insect, is being looked after, protected, and guided wherever it be for the performance of the functions predestined for it. In short, you will find that its structure suits it well. It has been given built-in powers that help provide its needs. Excellent provisions have been made for its food. The process of its birth, procreation, and death has been going on according to a regulated fixed scheme. If you give careful consideration to this sign alone, you will realize that the teachings of this prophet about the oneness of Allah and his attributes and the way of life based on these to which he invites you are absolutely unique. Yet you neither try to see with open eyes these signs nor listen to the message this prophet is conveying to you. As a result, you have been involved in ignorance and therefore desire to see some wonderful miracle for mere play. One time I taught a course on Dawah, and it was an international group of people who had visited the mosque in Damascus, Syria, where I learned Islam. And there was a man in the class with his two sons. The young boys were maybe 8 or 9 years old.
Brother Imam,
and he said that he, yes.
I don't want to cut you, but time is really fleeting. It go by so fast. And maybe you can pick up on that, but I have something that I want to end this program with, and I don't want the sister to wait, you know, till I have about 2 minutes for prayer. I won't have time to get this out. I appreciate where you have taken us, and we appreciate you every Sunday, but I must end the program with this. Allah has brought it to me, and I must end it because time is fleeting and we'll soon be off in the air.
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind.
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. First of all, people, this was a talk we gave a little while back, but it's good for all time. It says, saving the world with more good moral conduct. It says, people, all life begins with good morality, and all life ends with bad morality. The research of history will prove that every generation that gave up good morality for carnal pleasures and material gain came to an evil end. People, you can't get good out of evil. The end of evil is evil, and the end of good is good. Good morality comes from righteous living, and righteous living comes from the fear of Allah, the Creator. Allah created all his creation with moral laws. These moral laws keep the world under the protection of Allah's power. Evil fears the power of Allah. That's all I wanted to say, people. As a reminder, that's how we change this world. That's how we turn it around. Morality, good morality. Practicing good morality, not talking. Talking good, but living good. Good morality. You see, Allah says that, you know, only good morality will bring us closer to him. And he said he only accepts good. And there's no substitute, again, I say, for the love of Allah. Nothing can survive that Allah created without Allah's love. And as Brother Larry was saying, Allah's love cultivates our life. It feeds our mind. Not it, but Allah's love feeds our mind. Allah's love gives peace to our heart and souls in a evil world like we're living in. Allah's love develops our spiritual life so that through all of this evil we're around us, around the ocean of evil in this world, we still can yet see the guiding light of Allah's truth and his message of truth to guide us through all of this evil and lead us back to our spiritual journey back home to Allah, our Creator, in the hereafter. But we must, people, realize the urgency of just practicing good morality and realize, as Brother Larry said one time, we are not the savior of the world. Save yourself. And if you do that, just work on keeping yourself out of this evil all around you and in you too. Keep it from coming out of you. If somebody say something evil to you, don't return it with evil. Return it with something. Allah said it's better than evil. What is better than evil? One thing, good is better than evil. Kindness is better than evil. So we have to practice these divine qualities so that people will see us. And I say this in this conclusion of this program, a picture is worth a thousand words. So if we live and practice our faith correctly, people, we won't even have to do that much talking. Prophet Muhammad didn't have to do that much talking, prayers and peace be upon him. His life spoke for him so that people from the Jewish belief, the Christians and other religions in his time, they were attracted to him because of the man's conduct. He didn't return evil like they was doing to him back to them. For their evil, he returned back to them kindness and love. And eventually Allah transformed their heart, got in their heart with his love that the prophet was giving back in kindness to them and turned them to be his friends. And many of them, large majority of them became followers of Prophet Muhammad before they passed Allah, called them out of this world, called them to death. So realize the power that ain't in the government, it ain't in politics, the power to change and stop our children from committing suicide, and the power to change our life from that of a ungodly life, a wicked, evil, corrupt life, is in the love, true love of our Creator, and realizing that our Creator is the only reality, and that everything in this world, including ourselves, is only a reflection of his reality. Why is it a reflection? Because he created it. And it reflects what? His power. So people, don't think that you're going to the world going to get better if we just let it be. There was a man put out a song, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. Said, we got to change it, girl, just you and me. So we have to change the world by first what? Changing ourselves. Change your world in your mind. Change the world in your soul, in your heart, your world of thinking. Stop thinking selfish and start thinking unselfish. And then the love of your Creator, Allah, will come through you and use you as a light in a world of people, or the majority of people, in spiritual darkness and ignorance, so much so that they're allowing the evil to destroy their own children, their own future. Assalamu alaikum. I had to get that out.
Walaikum asalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And he's growing stronger, as you can see, and that's making me think, people. I'm looking at us as Muslims, like you would say. And where we are have gone so far, still are going so far, still. We think everything. The only way to be successful is to accept the ideas and teachings of this world that we are in. I remember the schools that we have, our Muslim schools, and the children who graduate from those schools, they have higher grades. They went on to go to college, too. And when they went to college, they were among the honor students in college, you know. And they didn't their parents didn't allow them to get involved in all this materialism of this world, you know. And this worldly knowledge, they made sure they were grounded in Islam. And we see them today as being among our best leaders. teachers and instructors, whatever they're doing, they are among the best. And we had those who, the reason why we don't have any schools is because too many were so afraid they would miss out on something, those children would be missing out on something if they went to the public schools. And many of them, unfortunately, ended up in jail, ended up on drugs, and the ones who did go to the school didn't do any better. Some of them barely made it through higher school, higher learning. There are a few who did well and who aren't students at all. But they didn't do as well, really, as our Muslim brothers and sisters, the few brothers and sisters who sacrificed and their parents sacrificed for them to continue in our Muslim schools. But yet we still don't give our Muslim schools respect and see that we are doing more by keeping our children in our schools than allowing them to go out into this world. Because we have false knowledge, mixed knowledge. It's like the world, it's deceptive. So the knowledge is deceptive too. And that's what people are complaining about, how they're being given deceptive knowledge. False, truth mixed with falsehood. And they can only get so far on there. You can't be really successful with it. So the only thing that we can be successful with, and as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us, go and get some technical skills, some technical knowledge. Then you can do something. But the rest of the stuff, most of it's no good, no help for you. It's not building a good foundation, a background for you, a good moral background, a good background for you to grow on and develop on. And that's what you need. And you're not getting it in these public schools and these colleges. You get it first in a good spiritual foundation. If not Islam, another good, sincere spiritual foundation is where we have our better students and leaders today coming from. And we have to realize that. All right, Imam Shahid Shabazz, looks like we just only have about 3.5 minutes left here, so I'll give you the rest of that time.
Okay, well, I thank you, and I thank the guest speakers for coming on. We always appreciate the wisdom, the hikmah, the wisdom of the Creator that he's blessed these brothers with, Brother Larry and Brother Abdul Kareem Shabazz in Atlanta. We appreciate your great support on this great program. It's called The Reality of the Creator. And you can Google this program, people. Pass it on. It's called The Reality of the Creator. And it comes on every Sunday at 12 noon. And the number is 347-884-8511. And I've seen brothers and sisters, now that me and the sister out of Washington have been bringing this show to you for about 6 or 7 years, now I've seen you can Google my program and you look down under and you'll see about 8 or 9 Muslims who are talking about the Creator now and his creation. And that's wonderful, because the Creator has always blessed me, and Brother Larry know this, to go out for 45 years by myself, no other Muslims going with me, out in the street doing da'wah, taking it to the streets, like Martin Luther King Jr., El Hajj Malik Shabazz, A.K. Malcolm X. They walked through the streets like the prophets did and the messengers. And Allah say he instructs us to take his message out to the people and just be an example of his light, his nur, to the people. So, you know we got to conclude with prayer. So we'll ask Allah, first of all, we say, oh, Allah, Creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all lords, Master of all masters, Ruler of all rulers in the heavens and the earth, please forgive us if we said anything that was outside of your divine knowledge. You are all knowing. We know nothing. And we ask you to help us to grow into this purity that you created us in. Every baby you created with a pure nature. And you want us to understand that, like Brother Larry was saying, a mother has to cultivate her baby too. The baby will die. So we want to ask you to protect us, our Creator, from our own evil and the evils of this world. With that, people, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for coming on. We hope to hear from you time and time again each Sunday that you can come and join us. Thank you.
And thank you, our host, and thank you, the radio listening audience. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabal, the reality of the Creator. Join us again next week, same time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please invite someone to join with you.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many.